Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will feature the French horn and its use in modern jazz. It was invented in the 16th century, modeled after hunting horns of the era, and used in classical music ever since. The horn has undergone several modifications over the years. The first appearance of the French horn in jazz was when swing-era band leader Claude Thornhill included two French horns on his ensemble in the mid-1940s. A few years later, Miles Davis recorded a landmark album, Birth of the Cool, with a 9-member combo including a French horn. We'll begin this first set with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra playing Under the Willow Tree, vocal by Buddy Hughes. Then we'll look at the three horn players who appeared on Davis's Birth of the Cool. First, Sandy Singelstein, who was a member of the Thornhill Band, on Boplicity, Junior Collins, who also played with Thornhill, on Move, and Gunther Schuller, who divided his career between classical music and jazz, on Rocker.
She said she'd marry me under the willow tree. What a happy pair were we. Did I love her? Did she love me? There she said she'd wait for me under the willow tree. We carved our names upon the tree and promised to be true. But now she's gone and left me, and there's nothing I can do but wait beside the willow tree. Don't weep for me, oh willow tree, 'cause I'm gonna keep waiting for sweet Marie under the willow tree. Thank you.
Are checking out the use of the French horn and jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Probably the busiest and most prominent French horn player in the history of jazz was Julius Watkins, born in Detroit, Michigan in 1921. He had been playing jazz horn for a few years but became famous when in 1953 he sat in with Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins on Friday the 13th. Percy Heath on bass and Willie Jones on drums round out the quintet. In 1956, Watkins and tenor player Charlie Rouse formed their own sextet called the Jazz Modes, and you'll hear them on The Oblong, a Watkins composition.
Thank you.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are enjoying the sound of the French horn. Another prominent jazz horn player was Willie Ruff, born in Sheffield, Alabama in 1931. He has had a long career as an educator and has played bass and French horn in a duo with pianist Dwight Mitchell for over 50 years. We'll start this set with the duo doing Billy Strayhorn's Rain Check. Then Willie Ruff, with sax man Benny Golson and a sextet in 1961, will do the Arlen Mercer standard Out of This World. In 1959, trumpeter Kenny Dorham recruited classical horn player David Amram for a septet on his Blue Spring album. Here they are with Passion Spring, with intro by Amram, alto solo by Cannonball Adderley, trumpet by Dorham, piano by Cedar Walton, and baritone by Cecil Payne.
Thank you.
This Dr. Jazz Hour is all about the French horn in jazz. The Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band included four French horns on Dedication from the 1970 release Consummation. Baritone player Jerry Mulligan played in Miles Davis's Nonet in 1949 and recorded a tribute album, Rebirth of the Cool, in 1992 with John Clark on French horn. You'll hear Israel from that album. And we'll finish up with trumpeter Art Farmer and a big band, including Julius Watkins on the horn in 1959 on the album Brass Shout. You'll hear Five Spot After Dark.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.